proud of your resiliency and toughness. Like what we always say, Dante, go ahead, say it. Say it.
We ain't gone.
We ain't gone.
Missed it. Here they come. Up. One time out, they don't take it.
WGN, it's Pete and Jane. We're live for the Hometown Voices broadcast from Lisle, sponsored by the Eyes of the Skies Festival, where 100% of the proceeds go to local charities. This is where it gets fun, because this next guest I absolutely love.
You talk about him pretty much every day in a text message.
He grew up around here, went to Bennett Academy, where he was a star basketball player. Fast forward to now, he is the head men's basketball coach at Loyola University. It's Coach Porter Moser. Coach, how are you?
Hey, Coach.
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Thanks for coming on. First of all, I have to say, Lisle, love it. I haven't been out here in years. I mean, it's a fantastic town.
I know. See, I grew up right there. I grew up in Naperville, and my whole family did. But I went to school at Bennett. Was right there in Lisle, right there on Maple and Yackley, right there. But
we're
yeah, great. Both those schools are great. I know. That's awesome.
Well, Coach, I wanted to bring you on for two reasons. Number one, of course, you're a hometown hero. I mean, people love you around here. Coach Moser's coming on? As soon as I walked into the festival, I mean, when you come back here, you have to be a celebrity.
You probably didn't have my grade school and high school teachers saying that, but they maybe my friends and people I grew up with. But I actually love so much. My father was at Moser Lumber, Moser Enterprises. He was the founder and chairman of the Riverwalk. I laid bricks on the Riverwalk, so community and the Naperville community. I grew up going to St. Peter and Paul. My dad went to St. Peter and Paul. My siblings Matt, Mitch, and Katie went to St. Peter and Paul. My nephews and so we have a long, long history in Naperville, and I just love that community.
It's so great. I mean, and they love you here, too. Absolutely. And secondly, my son, Charlie McMurray, took your basketball camp last week for the fourth year in a row.
Charlie's a heck of a player. One, from father to father, you've done a great job with him. He's just so energetic, and we love having him. But camp's a big thing for me. I grew up going to basketball camps, and one of the big inspiration for me, basketball camp-wise, was Ray Meyer. And every summer, I went to Ray Meyer's basketball camp in Three Lakes, Wisconsin. You'd go for 2 weeks at a time, stay in cabins, no air condition, no electronics. They'd have the canteen. You'd play ball all day. And Coach Ray was there every single day. He ran a station. And it really inspired me for when I ran my own camps. My first week at Loyola, my first year, I had 1 week, 24 kids, four were my own, and three were my best friends. So we had like 17 paid campers. And fast forward to this summer, we'll have over 700 spread out through 3 weeks, and I'm there the whole time. And I just think it's a great way to impact, like Coach Ray used to impact me. And I love camp as another way to do that with young kids.
And just think about what you're leaving those kids with. Just like you were affected and inspired and motivated by when you went to camp, those kids are going to be on the radio fast forward so many years from now, and they're going to talk about you. But, Coach, a lot of kids maybe didn't get to go to your camp or they're not going to a basketball camp. What's one piece of advice you could give to them right now, and maybe it's their parents that are listening, that they can give to the kids to do better, to make the team this year, or just maybe improve their fundamental skills?
Well, we talk about, with the camp, just so much of just as hard as you can go. I mean, work on your skills. That's the one thing, like, right now that kids want to keep shooting, coming shooting from so far away right out of the gate, and they got to learn dribbling. The thing I would say for the youngest is the game becomes easier for them and more enjoyable at a beginning stage when they learn how to dribble first. Because if they can get in the games, and if they can't dribble, and then they don't have any fun, and then they kind of blow off the sport. But if the game is easier and funner at a young age, the better they can dribble. We spend a lot of time with dribbling and form shooting at a young age. But the most thing is have fun. Have fun. We tell them all the time. I mean, at that age, and I'm seeing it more and more, the pressure starts younger and younger with the travel basketball, with the pressures of basketball, is have fun at a young age. And that's what we try to promote at our camp. We have these things at our camp. We call them put-ups, Porter's put-ups. Instead of put-downs, everything is put-ups, high energy, positive feedback to each other, and we're really promoting it. And the other thing that's cool is, like, even our former players, this summer, Ben Richardson, Clayton Custer, Dante Ingram, Marcus Towns. I mean, those guys are playing in the NBA Summer League this week, and they all came back and worked camp the last couple weeks. And all of our current players are working camp. And it's just a great way for these young kids who they see our guys on TV that they recognize, hey, these guys are hard working. I mean, we talked about our guys. They were lifting at 7 to 8 in the morning, showering and starting my camp. Then afterwards, we had a workout with me. Then they went to a class and had study hall at night. And we talked to our campers about this. You all want to be college basketball players?
Yeah.
This is these guys' days right now. I mean, they're lifting early before camp, working camp, have my practice afterwards, and then they go to class at night.
Well, you're teaching them discipline, which is great.
Yeah, it's good. But the camp, I want so much to have fun. Just to have fun, because it's and skills.
And skills. We're talking to Coach Porter Moser from Loyola. I'm glad you brought up the put-ups, because that was in your closing speech. I was there for that. And my son came home from camp, and he's like, Dad, do you know what a put-up is? I go, is that when rebound where you pop it in? He goes, no. You know what a put-down is? I go, yes. Coach Moser is teaching us about put-ups. I go, that's the best advice any coach. Pump other kids up. That's the best advice you can give kids. I love that.
And I think that's why our camp has grown so much, because I know these kids come in and they feel like it's a safe, fun environment, because all of my coaches, everyone's promoting it. Nice pass, nice shot, you know, great effort, way to dive on the floor, good defense. And, like, we're really challenging them to see how many put-ups they can do. And it becomes – and I go, that's – we talk about it with our team at Loyola. I go, this is not just a camp thing. I go, we're constantly talking about that with our guys, you know, creating an atmosphere and an energy level where you're picking each other up, you're elevating each other. And I just think every time I speak at grade schools, every time I go out clinics, I speak of the put-ups. And I just think it's a big thing we got to start promoting from a young, young age.
I agree 100%. And you did such a great job. You have the young athletes that are working the camp. And like you said, you had these guys that came back that are in NBA camps this summer. Coach, thank you so much for coming on.
And I think that using the word put up, we can use that in every facet of our lives.
You're
whatever
right.
Sport, whatever work facility, anything you're in, everyone should be doing a put up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, you guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Have a great weekend. Coach Porter Moser.
Right.
Let's go to Kim Gordon with a news update. Kim?